Billy knew what was happening to him, but could not, by any stretch of the imagination, understand how. Things never happened to Billy. In fact, life for Billy was a steady series of very ordinary days, for Billy was that rarest of creatures, a very ordinary boy. On any given morning, he would awake in his ordinary bed, read a couple of verses from a Bible he found incredibly ordinary, and go about his customarily ordinary day. He would walk the uneventful kilometer to the local secondary school, crossing no major streets or busy, dangerous, heavily trafficked, and potentially deadly major highways. The only time Billy was ever in danger of excitement was near the school gate, where the kids would try and milk every extra second of morning, milling outside the gate, talking and chatting, before giving the rest of their days over to the system. Outside the school gate was also where the local vagrant, Comrade Chemai, would often find himself sleeping off his never-ending hangover. Though there was nothing particularly interesting about the vagrant himself, there were occasions when he would collapse in a shambolic state of undress. In an ordinary town, outside an ordinary school, on an ordinary day, a war veteran's mangled cock could be quite the extraordinary sight. Strangely, the vision of an ex-combatant habitually sleeping outside the gate, sometimes with his ruined private parts exposed, was completely lost on the students of Chemadegudegu Secondary School. It certainly wasn't lost on the overworked and underpaid headmistress, who made constant and increasingly panicked appeals to the town's little church, the district's little police station, and anybody who would listen, all to no avail. She would talk until people, especially those in authority, walked away, leaving her to deal with a problem it seemed only she could understand. Sometimes she would stand at the gate, staring at the patch of land across the street where no grass seemed to grow, and feel a chill she had first known 20 years earlier. She would again be a young student teacher at a rural school in a nearby district, pretty face pressed into the cold, muddy riverbank, while a soldier pressed into her from behind, and her entire body would freeze all over again. Besides a single lackadaisical visit from one of the district's extremely ordinary police constables and a drive-by from the local Catholic priest, Comrade Chems was left to go about his business in the manner he had become accustomed to, and life went on as before. Sometimes, after another extremely ordinary school day, and if he had errands, young Billy would take the long way home through the town center. He would saunter down the main street and go about the ordinary business of buying things his mother needed. Bunch of tomatoes here, a bottle of milk there, sometimes a bank deposit if it was a Saturday and his fat old mother felt particularly lazy. "You are particularly lazy, Billy boy," she would tell him. "You must learn responsibility and how to handle money better than your no-good, shiftless, disappearing soldier of a father." She would then thrust a couple of bills in his hand, fill out a deposit slip from the stack she kept on her ordinary dresser, and send him on his way to fulfill the responsibility his allegedly shiftless father had neglected. Although he had never met his paternal grandmother, he had always sensed a palpable tension between the random string of numbers and his tired old mom. He could tell that on the other end of the meager monthly payments was an angry old bird, and could never shake the feeling that his own existence may have something to do with that. Nevertheless, he always did his chores, bought his vegetables, filled his prescriptions, paid his utility bills, posted his letters, and made his bank runs in the usual places and in an ordinary manner, until today. Today was not like any other, and the shattering of poor Billy's extremely ordinary existence was weighing on his psyche like that one time some of the boys in his class had decided to pin him to the ground and direct a surprisingly well-coordinated series of farts at his face. For despite running his errands down the dejected little main street in his customary fashion, following his memorized list and deviating from his traditional route only to avoid a spot of shadow on the pavement outside the bank, he now found himself in the most extraordinary of situations. Despite every effort he had ever made in his life to be the most ordinary of boys, young Billy suddenly found himself square in the middle of what appeared to be the most amateurish, poorly planned, chaotic, and frenzied small-town bank robbery ever attempted.